Dubai Eye
103.8. Speaking of compost and sustainable gardening methods, Emirates Biopharm is making huge strides here in the chemical-free food production sphere. Joining us now to tell us a little bit more about those efforts and how you can find out more details is the operations manager at Emirates Biopharm, Yazan Al-Kadmani, who joins us live on the line. Yazan, thanks for being with us.
Hi, good morning, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Lovely to have you on board. And what is turning into something of a green day for us down here on the show as people get ready to head outdoors as the weather changes over the course of the next few weeks. Look, you and all your team at Emirates Biopharm have worked tirelessly to raise awareness and educate here those in the community about the importance of chemical-free food production. Is the message getting across?
Yes, I think it definitely is. There's a lot of interest in sustainable organic farming, and we really see it with the visitors. So we have open farm days, and to be honest, we've always been surprised at the number of guests that have made the journey towards the farm. We receive around 1,000 visitors every week that come to learn about organic farming, which is absolutely incredible.
In a part of the world where we've become quite used to having food products flown in from all corners of the globe to satisfy the taste and the demands here, do you think we therefore ignore the importance of self-sufficient agriculture here and how integral it will be to moving forward?
Yes, of course. I think every one of us has heard that UAE imports 80% of its food. And the main assumption is it's because we don't grow enough of it. The UAE grows more tomatoes than it needs in certain months, but the market still imports. We don't get more shelf space for local product. So there is a function of people choosing. If people continue to choose imports, then imports are going to continue to be in the market regardless of production. So it's basically like casting a vote every time you purchase something. And I think people should be more aware that their decisions really reflect on the whole supply chain. And it would change a lot. It's not only about the supply, it's about the demand to create that change. And that's why we keep trying to raise awareness about different things other than production, but also about the choices that we all make.
Is there a call for sort of going back to basics to a certain degree, Yazan? What can we learn from the past? I know that we're very focused on the future and we're very focused on technology and what can it do for us today, but can we still take lessons from the past and the way things were done?
Yes, I think, you know, your guest, Wendy, talking about composting, these are going back to how things were done, crop rotation, building soil. And we definitely need to look to the past to see how they were living sustainably within their means, because the way we are proceeding forward is not sustainable. And the other thing is people think soil is an unlimited resource, which is untrue. We have a limited amount of soil. It takes 1,000 years to get 10 centimeters of topsoil in nature, and we are consuming it and then moving on, creating arid lands. So moving back to organic agriculture, sustainable agriculture that's using methods that are thousands of years old is one of these ways to combat and to rebuild and to provide something for future generations. There's a huge push towards indoor agriculture, water agriculture, petri dish beef. But I mean, I don't see a beautiful future if we move everything in warehouses and we disregard nature. We just want to survive without nature. That's not a future I want to see, to be honest.
Talking of nature, a lot of people thinking about or planning heading out to nature in the coming weeks and months as the weather improves across the region. In terms of the open farm days, the school trips that you alluded to a little earlier on today, Yazan, I mean, is that something that you'll continue throughout the year?
Yeah, we actually, so last year was just a weekends thing. This year it's going to be, we're going to be open 6 days a week except Sundays. And we expanded our retail shop for people to come out and do their shopping and do tours. And we have a restaurant running on site for them to have the lowest carbon footprint meal in the country, as it's mostly vegetarian. We have eggs, we have vegetables that all are produced on the farm. School trips, we have special school trip programs, and we have an events department just to host corporate events, school trips, and it's all about the education and what we'd like to say, creating experiences out of food.
Lots to look forward to in the coming weeks. And if people want to find out more, Yazan, about how to find the farm, how to book a tour, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can visit us at emiratesbiofarm.com or any of our social media pages under emiratesbiofarm.com. We put up all the information on there.
Yazan, lovely to chat with you as always. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much indeed for taking our call this morning as well. That's Yazan Al-Kadmani, the operations manager at Emirates Bio Farm. Do find them. It's a great day out. It's a great experience for the whole family and even the school as well. So please do reach out to them and find out more.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.